Hello.
How the devil are you?
Delightfully devilish.
Oh, very good. Terry.
Seymour.
Terry, I got
Seymour.
Something. Okay. Terry, I got something for you.
Yes?
Top five comebacks.
Let's fucking go.
Another great suggestion from Rob. Knocking it out of the park as a patron.
Yeah.
Just going to troll that out there.
Doing
he's
the
new,
work for us.
New to the Patreon game, but he's already contributed quite a considerable
what,
amount.
What are the rest of yous doing?
Now, let's not lose some patrons, Terry. We need that money for our emergency weeks.
My go bag needs to be filled.
But, yeah, so top five comebacks. Now, it was only yesterday when I voice messaged you, and all week I've been thinking, I'm thinking of this in terms of comeback. I'm thinking of, like, you know,
don't call it a comeback.
Yeah, I'm like, oh, are we talking like musical comebacks, movie comebacks, or just general sporting comebacks? And I guess we're kind of mixing it all
I've got a comeback is a comeback, man.
So why don't you, Terry, start us off with one of your top
okay.
five.
This is my number five, all right?
Okay.
If I was to do this. La 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 la. It's gotta be Kylie, man.
Kylie, okay.
Kylie Minogue, near 2000.
She came back in a big way.
Unbelievable. Well, she was spinning around in those hot pants.
That's really what did it, wasn't it?
Spinning around was the first one.
Spinning around was the first one. She's like, here's my ass. I'm still here, and here's my ass. That
and I look better than ever.
Yeah, I look better than I did in the 80s.
And the 90s. You see, she went through a bit of a weird period in the 90s where it was like, you know, she's doing stuff with Nick Cave and it's a bit more serious.
She was lost.
Tried a bit of acting, yeah. And then it was like, you know what? Just come on.
Can't Get You Out of My Head is probably one of the songs. If I was making a list of pop songs of the decade, that'd be in the
early 2001.
That'd be in the top five of the first 10 years of the 2000s.
I mean, it was the biggest. Huge. And like spin that, I think like every song or like her first five ones that she released over those first 2 years, like she had two albums.
What's a big fan of Slow, remember that one?
Yeah,
my bad, I can't even remember it now.
The one I like is Wow.
Oh, I don't know that one.
The Way You Walk.
No, I don't know that one.
You're wow. You're wow.
She really did come back.
And then there was the other one, Can't Get You Out of My Head. And then there was the other one. It was like the video was her and it would stop. She'd like swing on a lamppost, stop, and then like freeze frame of her there, and then she would move again. So it ended up being loads of them.
I'm not familiar with that either. I don't thought it was very funny.
I can't think of the name of it. But it was just like, I remember thinking to myself, I was 14 at the time. And 15. I was 2000?
Oh, it was 2000?
Yeah, 2000 was spinning around.
Oh, okay.
And I was like,
yeah.
Because we, you know, big neighbor's house. So we're very familiar. And, you know, Jason and Kylie were on quite a bit in the house.
Yeah.
Like, and I remember just being like, wow. When you see, you know, you're coming of age and you see that
quite
video for...
Am I right,
fellas? No, you're not right.
I am right, Terry. And I'll tell you this.
And tell me no more.
When I was around that age, from the age of about 14 to 16, I'm looking You know, if it's early in the day and I have the house to myself, it's got music videos is the only way that you're going to get your rocks off at home.
Are you jerking it to these music videos?
Yeah, sometimes.
Oh, man.
I mean, as a teen, when I had nothing else, it was 2001 or 2000. Actually, it was more 99. Thinking
Britney Spears 99, wasn't it? Like,
I think she came out 98.
Was it 98?
Yeah. But like, that's all you had because the internet wasn't really good.
You're sitting there jerking off watching MTV?
100%.
Wow.
100%.
Wow.
But the Kylie one, you know...
The music was very good as well.
You know, I wouldn't say I did it to... I mean, I really feel like I feel uncomfortable now.
Well, you opened this door, counselor.
Christina Aguilera is dirty, you know, but...
I actually prefer Kylie.
Spin it. You would be able, with your lad in your hand, spinning around over Dirty?
Yeah.
No.
I'm not a deviant like you. Well, I am a deviant like you.
Well, yes,
a different type of deviant.
I don't believe
there's something
you.
About Dirty that like I get it. Everybody was like, oh, it's the best for you video.
I mean, she's trash, innit?
Yeah. I don't like trash.
No, but you're not looking for a relationship with this wank.
I know. Oh, well,
you know what I mean?
I know, but like also like I don't know, I just like Kylie, like.
Oh, you're more of a like, I like her as a person.
Yeah, that's what I when I'm
that's
having
what
a
you're
wank.
Looking for in your wanks.
That's what I'm looking for in my wanks.
Like some filth.
I'm looking for your purity.
you'd like to light a candle beside you?
Back then, sure.
All right.
So I just, you know, I was thinking of like pop stars that made a big comeback. And I was like, that was the one that kind of stood out for me.
Okay.
Yeah.
I am going to go, that's a good one. I'm going to go with my number five, John Travolta in Pulp Fiction.
Now, can I throw a flag on the play here?
Go on, movie buff. What is it?
But like, you were like eight.
Yeah.
So how did you know? What comeback, like, were you aware of? You know,
it's a comeback.
I know it is.
I didn't
it
know.
Is a
first
comeback.
First of all, we agreed that these comebacks were, hey, it's whatever you want it to be.
Yeah.
Okay.
Fine.
So,
I'm just marking your card, as they say.
Okay.
All right?
Why don't you take that card?
It's your card.
Okay, I'll take the card back.
Yeah.
Can you clean that, please?
No.
Okay.
It's marked.
Well, I don't want this card anymore.
Well, you got to hold
a new
it.
Card.
No.
You've marked my card,
yeah.
And I didn't ask you to.
Yeah, but
okay?
I'm just telling you, it's marked.
Okay, yeah, I can see that. So, I'm going to wipe my card clean.
Wipe your ass
say,
with it.
Travolta in Pulp Fiction.
It's great. It's a great comeback.
It's you know, he was a laughingstock. Before that,
yeah,
it was all he had was Look Who's Talking, the series.
And he's like fifth banana in that. Like.
Yeah, and it was like a running joke in Hollywood. Like, I wonder if they'll land Travolta for the sequel or for the third one or whatever.
I mean, the joke in The Simpsons, even the bartender looks like John Travolta.
Yeah,
looks like.
And this was a.
It's almost more impressive what comes after.
Yeah,
you know, like he does that. And then he has like five number one movies, pretty much, like, you know, afterwards.
Yeah,
that
like,
you're like, wow.
It was a proper comeback, and he wouldn't have been able to do it without Pulp Fiction. And he's great in Pulp Fiction. He's funny. He's. Did you tell me this, or did I just see it somewhere that, like, he really wanted the line in Pulp Fiction, you know, where he turns around and he's like, Marvin. What do you think of all this? And he's like, I don't even. Well, you gotta have an opinion, you know. And he shoots him, and like he really wanted the line.
I shot Marvin
in the face. Did you tell me this?
No,
am I just
no,
regurgitating
no.
it to you? That wasn't in the script. Yeah. Like, I shot Marvin was the line, but he thought it was funnier. Like,
shot Marvin in the face,
it is funnier.
God damn it!
I said, don't do that.
Hey, you know, fuck, you're fucking freaking out on us.
Look, I'm telling Marcellus today, I'm through.
But why don't you tell him at the same time why?
Don't worry, I will.
Yeah, and I'll bet you $10,000 he laughs his ass off.
I don't give a damn if he does.
Marvin, what do you make of all this?
Man, I don't even have an opinion.
Well, you gotta have an opinion. I mean, do you think that God came down from heaven and stopped...
Oh, what the fuck's happening?
Oh, man, I shot Marvin in the face.
Why the fuck did you do that?
Well, I didn't mean to do it. It was an accident.
Oh, man, I seen some crazy-ass shit in my time, but this...
Chill out, man. I told you it was an accident. You probably went over a bump or something.
Hey, the car ain't hit no motherfucking...
That's a great... When he always says, like, I shot Marvin in the face.
Yeah, like, you know, and like, it's such a funny scene anyway. And yeah, I just think he... add something to that movie, you know. That
doesn't really work. That character doesn't really work without him. Like, yeah, it's hard to know who would replace him in it. Like,
I can't imagine liking anyone else in that role. You know what I mean? I would just be like, oh, Sam Jackson's the guy. But the fact that it's him and Travolta, and they start with this big long talk about whatever.
With cheese.
Yeah, and I just think
foot rubs and
it's
stuff.
It's brilliant. Like, it's one of
And then even though, you know, she's fucking dying on me, man. Yeah, you know, like, you know.
And there's a line that me and Tony use quite a lot where it's like, you know, if you're really mad about something, like, it would have been worth him doing it just for me to catch him. You know, where it's like, you know what some fucker did? It's like, you know, like that line, I remember I always kind of laugh out of the two of us growing up. But fucking brilliant.
Yeah.
Number four for you too.
I didn't include it just because, you know, it's not.
You were going by a different rule set.
Mm-hmm. Number four is UFC fight.
Ooh, can I guess?
Yeah,
Chuck Congo and Pat Barry.
No.
Ooh,
slightly different comeback, I guess.
Okay.
It's more of a win from the jaws of defeat.
Ooh.
Anderson Silva versus Chael Sonnen, where he'd been taken around downtown for five rounds essentially, and in the last minute he's able to get that triangle choke in, like literally 10 seconds on the clock, and Sonnen can't hold out, like,
and he's gonna keep doing this. Why not? Punch from the bottom by Anderson Silva, 11 fight win streak could very well be coming to an end. A record-setting win.
Triangle!
Streak.
Watch out!
Triangle! This is trouble! Can he choke out Chael Sonnen?
Chael's in big trouble. Chael's got his legs. Fight. He's got his legs across. That's what's... He's tapping!
I remember thinking, because, like, Silva was my guy.
Yeah.
Loved them to bits. And I stayed up watching the fight in a friend's house till fucking 4 in the morning. 30 seconds or a minute to go, and I'm like, shoes on, getting my bag on, and like, this is fucking bullshit. Like, and then he's able to like lock it in, and I'm like, oh, is he gonna? And then like, you just see like, the tap. And then it's it. And I was like, oh, I was like, bag off, shoes off. I was like, let's roll a joint. Like, it's 4 in the morning. Like, don't need to roll a joint. But
I actually remember feeling really bad for Son at the time, because I remember thinking like, it was this whole, it was my wish to my dying father, or my promise to my dying father, that I'd be world champion and all this. And he's like, I was like, oh, he's so close.
He was, the thing is, I hated him. He's such an asshole.
Yeah.
And like, yeah, he won the fight. He won the fight. Like, on points, he would have won the fight. Like, you know, but it was such a boring fight.
Yeah.
That it was like, he wouldn't stand up. I wouldn't stand up probably with Silva, but you know, it was just, I was like, oh, it's so frustrating to watch it. Like, he's sticking his game plan, but it was like, this sucks. And then like, to go from like, shit, this is shit, to like,
brilliant.
And then like, the next time they fought, it was like, he just
destroyed him.
He's like, he tried to stand him, and
order is restored.
Yeah.
Do you miss the UFC at all?
I like, if it, kind of say, if it stayed the way it was.
Mm.
But I don't miss it, because it was like too many cards, too many fighters.
Too, too much.
It was like a card every 2 or 3 months.
Yeah.
And it was class.
And you'd be kind of like the Fox deal, maybe pre-Fox deal. You were more of it.
Oh, like around 100, I was my peak.
Right.
You know, 100.
Brock Lesnar. And
even
stuff
like 120 or something like that. Like, you know, next couple of years, 2012, 2013 was like, you know, the McGregor kind of was the last of it, really. God, for you me know, like those McGregor ones, I'd stay up and watch them.
I remember being so excited.
You're never gonna fight again, is he? Like, from,
I don't actually care. Like,
and we were all so invested in him. Like,
I was like as they say in the comments now, hungry McGregor was a different class. I thought, where it was almost magic, where it's just like, this guy, like, how is this possible that, like, the whole, like, right up to the Aldo thing, like, calling the shot that it was going to be, you see him practicing it, so motivational, and, like, just everything, there was nothing, like, some people didn't like him, because at that point, it was just, oh, he's just, it was just trash talk against other fighters. And I was like, yeah, but like, that's the game.
That's the game.
And then he gets more. And it's like, so you could script it.
That it's good, just fellas.
Like, yeah, you know, like, too much goes off and just turns into what he's turned into.
This is the bad time. Like,
yeah, but on the come up, right up until maybe when he beat, what's your man's name for the, where he won the second belt? Can't even fucking remember his name now, but
no,
it's gone.
Nope,
that's how forgettable he was. Yeah. But at that point, we're just like, fucking hell. But anyway, the you know, because I was thinking, oh, could I put a I don't have a UFC one in my thing, but I remember at the time thinking,
Jack Congo was a good shout there. As soon as you said it, I'm like, oh yeah,
the Pat Barry one, where it's just like, that was the most, where like
bumbling.
I only watched it recently, where it's like, where a few times Joe Rogan's like, it's over, he's out, it's over. It's like, no, wait, you know. And then
should have like, been like, just probably
two just wild, like, he's like, ah. Yeah, some of them are great. Anyway,
what's your number four?
My number four, I don't have them too much in order. I'm going to say Liverpool and Istanbul.
Number four.
Yeah. Because I'm not really thinking of sporting comebacks. That didn't interest me as much in this list. I'm more thinking of who's made a comeback rather than an in-match comeback. But I got to put Istanbul in there. You know, I'm not going to talk too much about it. 'Twas a miracle, the greatest Champions League final of all time. I think you'll agree with that.
We'll see.
And yeah, it was just, I mean,
shenanigans be damned, yeah.
Like, I remember, excuse me?
Oh, what?
What shenanigans? What shenanigans are you talking about?
Jerzy Dudek.
It's like something that was acceptable 20 years ago. It's not acceptable now. It was acceptable at the time.
Was it acceptable at the time? I think it was still a rule at the time.
I do actually specifically remember the commentator going, well, he shouldn't really, you know, I'm not even going to say it. Like, he wasn't even going to ruin the moment. It's actually remember that.
It was a rule at the time. It was just not enforced. Mm. And you're like, you look back at it and I was like, the fuck it, like, he's so far off his line.
At the 6 yard box, yeah. Like, so yeah, look, my numbers are all over the place, but that's one of them. Is the I remember I was in my I was in my college friend's house on some fucking Sean McDermott Street, Kip, but I remember I ran out to the balcony like, yeah. Like, my voice was hoarse. I just remember, like, you know, 30 seconds in, I've been looking forward to it for so long. 30 seconds in, we're a goal down. I'm like, I'll laugh for this. And then the second, and then the third, I'm like, oh, I don't believe this.
I remember I was going to like a college do.
Yeah.
Some girls, 21st. And Brian, who was going to meet Barcode Heads,
yeah,
we were going into town. And he was like, I'll give you, like, we'll get a taxi in together. And I was like, yeah, yeah. There was 3-0 when we left, and like, we left the two Liverpool fans like, yeah, in the apartment.
So long. Yeah, better luck like next time.
Yeah, and then it's like, got there and they're like, oh, it's 3-1. Like, all like Brian's fans are, yeah, like, yeah, never gonna happen. It's like, treating, they're like all cheering it on. I'm like, shut up the fuck. Like a bunch of girls are like, don't follow football. Like, this is amazing, isn't it? I'm like, no. Everybody shut up right now. Stop having fun.
Everyone watching it, like, turned into a Liverpool fan.
Yeah.
Like, they weren't even, but they were celebrating just as much.
Magical nights. When it used to be Wednesday night, the Champions League was something special, like, yeah, right? Yeah,
Anyway,
number three, Keanu Reeves with John Wick. John Wick.
It was.
You forget how easily we forget, like, after The Matrix. After The Matrix, it's like 12 years of, like, not a blockbuster that hit in sight, like,
wow,
you know, like, he's made some good movies in that period. Like, did you ever see A Scanner Darkly?
I haven't, actually.
It's good. It's Linklater.
Yeah.
And it's like rotoscoped.
Yeah.
So it's pretty cool. And it's,
I remember thinking it looked cool.
It's a sci-fi. It's a Philip K. Dick adaptation. It's a lot of paranoia. Robert Downey Jr. is in it, actually, as well. And it's like, kind of, you're like, oh, it's like these bunch of like misfit good actors that like can't really open them. These guys were big stars in the 90s.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, and they've kind of like, oh, this is what they're doing now. And like, he's made a bunch of movies that, like, the movie called like 47 Ronin. Like,
yeah.
Fuck all. And he was like, Keanu Reeves is like opening a movie this weekend. It's like, didn't crack the top five. And you're like, what?
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
And then like John Wick. John Wick was, I think it was going to go direct to VOD.
Really?
And they got a small theatrical release.
And people just loved it.
Fucking. He was.
Really?
I'm guessing I'm back. You know?
Tell them. Tell them all. Whoever comes, whoever it is, I'll kill them. I'll kill them all.
The rest is history. Like and since then he's been able to kind of do whatever he wants. Like,
he's
just, you know?
Now he's,
and everybody loves him. Everybody
he's
always
become the
him.
Most beloved man in Hollywood
because he's had some hard shit happen to him.
Yeah,
and he never let it get him down.
He
and
just seems to have the
positive
right,
attitude.
He's made of the right stuff.
He really is. You like, know? It's just cans, Andy. It's just cans.
It's just cans.
Just cans.
Just cans. Just cans.
It's just cans.
All right, next.
I'm happy for him.
I'm delighted for him.
Yeah.
My next one, Blink 182. Tom returning to Blink 182.
Give me a break.
Just let me.
Sorry.
Let me do my thing.
Yeah.
To deliver one of their best albums in their catalog, he comes back, and not just this. This soothed my soul that he comes back. And
40 Marble Red, please.
We're going to have to do a Patreon episode covering that album because
it's
such a misrepresentation. Main feed, great. It's such a misrepresentation of him. And even though it's a fucking brilliant song, if you listen to it two more times, you'd be loving it. But anyway, he's class. I'm seeing loads of live stuff where they're just...
You going to try to get tickets?
What?
You going to try to get tickets?
No, they were too expensive, I remember. They were like 100
maybe
quid.
Maybe Heineken will send you some free tickets or something.
Please. Give me something I can use.
The Killers. Like, we should have went to The Killers. Like,
yeah. Not interested. You wouldn't have got clearance anyway, you said.
I said it to Faye and she's like, you should have went. I'm like, we're part of the glitterati, Andy. We're starting to glitter.
I didn't really feel like it.
My sister
came in to me.
I hope she bait the head off
you. It's like, you had two tickets to The Killers and you didn't say it to me. I'm like, no.
Like, no. Yeah. Can I have a
sip? I'm like, what, are they sold out? She's like, yeah, they're sold out. I was like, oh.
For like 100 quid each as well.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, yeah.
Fucking. You run these decisions through me now, okay?
Okay, I'm sorry. Yeah. I'm sorry, Terry. But yeah, I was so happy with how it turned out. I'm so happy that he's back. And he's not just back in the way he was back in 2011 with Neighborhoods, where he's still kind of Angels and Airwaves, Tom. But like
Neighborhoods, is that an album by them?
Yeah. Oh. You got a lot to learn about this town, pal.
I don't want to stay in this town.
You're staying. But that was after Travis's thing, and they came back. Hart wasn't really in it. They had loads of issues, and then he bailed back again. Whereas this was like, I'm a fool, and I'm back, and it's all good with me and Matt, who was taking my place, and now I'm bringing other songs, and now we're live, and we're playing Boxcar songs together, and we're playing Plus 44 songs together as well, and we're all into it. My arms I've raised again. Sure, his voice doesn't sound quite the same, but it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. Because there's some songs on the album that are so good.
So you don't nothing about Mark beating cancer.
That's great as well, but like they Blink never left. You know what I mean? They were releasing.
Tom
songs
DeLonge
with
is an
Matt.
Asshole. There,
no, Terry.
Yeah,
no.
He's an asshole.
And I know you've always been a marksman.
Yeah, but if you're out there.
This does not represent the views of the pod at all.
One half of the pod.
Better believe I'm not clipping that. for social media.
I'll clip it.
No chance. Yeah. I'm not giving you access to the files. But yeah, I'm just it just soothes my soul, so I'm happy with that.
Okay.
Go
number
for it.
Two.
Yeah.
Barcelona, 1999.
Man United,
Bayern Munich. Tale as old as time. Losing 1-0, playing not particularly well, end up winning the game 2-1. A goal from a little man called Teddy Sheringham set them on their way.
Will they score? They always score.
And then another corner. It's mad. Two corners.
I know.
That's all it takes. All it takes.
God, I feel like you never score from a corner these days.
United.
No, just anyone.
You know, you don't have Dave Beckham taking the corners. Like,
true.
You know, it was a cheat code to have Dave Beckham just crossing the ball.
Put
in
it exactly like, where you want it.
It's like, and just like the first one, the way the goal happens, the first one, it's like it breaks out the edge of the box, and it's like Giggs has a shot, and then Sheringham, like, kind of really, like, you know, scuffs his leg along and rolls it in. You're like, all right. And then, like, the Sheringham header, and then the Solskjaer just
into the roof of the net.
Satisfying, man.
Is that your favorite? Is that your favorite United team? Is that your favorite incarnation? Is the right word of the United
Probably,
team?
Probably. Like, the stuff they did was incredible.
Yeah.
Like the York and Cole against Inter Milan, like the dummy, then step over and then the pass and stuff. Like some of the stuff was unreal, and it just was like, you knew, whatever happened, that was like, well, we're always going to come back, or you know, make it, you know. It was like, well, like that used to say, United will win this game,
And
then they'll win like 5-3. He's like, I told you. It's like, yeah, we were 3-0 down. Like, you can't just say they're going to win and then be like, oh, I'm right.
But isn't
like,
it great, though, when your team has that, like, you know,
mentality?
You're not like, even, yeah, I like, there was a period.
Liverpool kind of on the clock for a period.
Yeah, there
like
was
that.
A period around like 18, 19, 20, something like that, where I'm like, it could be whatever. And I'm like, I'm not too worried about it.
Yeah.
You know, like
the Barcelona game is a perfect example of that, where it's like, you know, they're 3-0 down. I'm like, well, they're not going through.
I'm just
going
to say that's my next one as well.
Oh, that's your number two?
Yeah, sorry.
No, that's it. Like, it's just, that's, you know, the euphoria of that. Like, I was, whatever. 99.
13?
Wow. Running up and down the stairs. I didn't know what to do with the end.
Isn't that great, though?
Like, it's so good.
That's what it's all about.
Brought my signed Andy Cole jersey that Roy Keane had signed into school the next day.
That is a rare jersey of Andy Cole signed by Roy Keane.
Pretty much, like, yeah.
Brilliant.
Like Cole 17. It's that blue and white one that had all the names on it of all their old players.
Oh, yeah.
Class.
They were the days.
Those are the days.
I'm going to just throw in the Barca one. Didn't expect it. I know we talked about it recently, so I won't get too in-depth, but what made it for me was just, it was a couple of days after that fucking company goal against Leicester, then I'm like, right, we're not winning the league.
And a goal that'll live in infamy.
Yeah. And now it's like, so we were on 98 points, but we're not going to win the league. And we're 3-0 down to Barca after Messi scored one of the best free kicks I'd ever seen.
Incredible.
And I'm just like, fuck.
Last minute as well, like the free kick. Like,
I was like, well, they're definitely out of this now. And then it's like, okay, there's no Salah and there's no Firmino. And we're, you know, granted it's at Anfield, but like fucking hell.
Who got the first goal?
Origi.
Yeah.
Henderson save from Henderson, and then Origi. Origi scored the first and the fourth. The corner was
Wijnaldum was two, was it?
Wijnaldum scored the two in the middle. Yeah.
The corner, the thing that, like, of all fair dues and all, the corner, like the last corner, I'm like, you're professional footballers.
Barca?
Yeah.
Like, how are you
doing? Like, you get paid more than I'll ever make in my lifetime.
I know.
And like, what are you doing?
They're rattled.
Their
heads were gone.
Even still, you know, at park football level, wouldn't be that bad.
Yeah.
Like, you know,
you would say keep it together.
Yeah, like, or whatever. But like, just like,
yeah.
What? Like,
like it was innovative in a way that like you don't see a corner taken like that. That he spotted that their heads were gone. That's the other part of it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but like,
it's
unacceptable.
Yeah,
really.
If I was a manager, I would be fuming.
Yeah,
but there's something about that feeling
on the way home.
But you know that feeling of like when, all right, Liverpool have got the second, and United have done it too over the years, where it's like they got the second, And then
it's inevitable. Like
60 seconds later, they get the turn. Yeah. You know that where it's like, and Liverpool again did that a lot under that period where it was against City, where they blitz you for 10 minutes and you're 3-0 up.
Ugh.
And you're just like that sort of feeling where you're like, ah, it's another one. Yeah. You know, like that sort of like, they're scoring again. Where you're just like, oh my God, like this is, you know, just that feeling. I've got goosebumps even thinking about it. And then just at the end where it's just, I didn't even jump around. Like I said, I was just like, you know, just I was spent. I was emotionally spent.
Andy needs new shorts.
that'd be.
Is that what he sounded like watching the dirty video?
It's terrible.
Okay, my number one, and this is a heck of a coincidence because you just posted something yesterday on the Instagram. My number one comeback is Whisper. Whisper bars. How quickly you forget that they were gone for like 10 years.
Why were they gone?
I don't know. And it was a couple of girls that like started a Facebook campaign or something.
Oh, really?
Like that. Yeah, it was like to get them back.
Like it doesn't make sense. It's like the Cadbury's best bar.
Yeah.
And they're like, nah, we don't really feel like we're gonna experiment with some Dairy Milk Banoffees instead.
Yeah, like.
Even though I did like those, but I got them for lunch every day. Whisper. Like.
I know. So they were gone. They were my favorite as a kid.
Yeah.
Gone for a long time. And like the clip yesterday, you know I was a Whisperman. I literally opened the day we got the boxes. I opened and I was like, two, please. Like, working in the shop. Hadn't even hit the shelves yet. I took them out. Scan into. It was like, we don't have a price for them yet. I'm like, okay, well, I'm taking two and we can...
I'm taking these. You work it out. Yeah. Sir?
I work here. Don't worry. Hey, what do you got
Fine,
there?
The boss knows me.
Yeah.
Do you remember your first bite?
Oh, it was heaven. Just heaven. Had them on my break. Like.
There's something about that, like...
One for
that
break.
First bite.
And then one in the fridge.
One, if anything, the first one is for business and the second one is for pleasure. You know what I mean?
Most definitely. Just think if that was to happen today. If they took
Whispers off.
I don't want to live through that again.
If they took, I mean, what's a staple? If they took like King Crisps and they were gone for 10 years. And then
imagine.
The uproar.
Yeah.
The right uproar. Yeah. I can't believe there was more uproar than Whispers.
That's because we just used to fucking take things.
Yeah. No more.
Yeah, there was no social media.
Yeah, that's what it was, isn't it?
Well, that's what was like a I don't know if it was Facebook. It might have been Facebook, but it was some sort of like viral campaign. These two student girls, and look, I love you, whoever you are.
We love you.
You got Whisper back in my life. What camera am I on?
Both.
It's the greatest bar in all of the bars.
It is the greatest bar. Whispers, Twirls, Dairy Milks,
Giant Buttons. Which I see.
Giant Buttons.
I see they're just called Buttons now. They've actually gotten rid of the
small buttons.
Well,
no, really?
Yeah, I mean, the Giant Buttons are just called like Dairy Milk Buttons or something like that now. Like, yeah. Are we to accept that these are just the regular size buttons?
They're better, the bigger ones.
Yeah.
You know, in fact, they should have the rightful place of top button.
Yeah, and then it's like baby buttons for the kids.
Yeah, that's what it is.
Yeah, should be. Little L baby buttons. Yeah. I need a packet of them in one go.
I just open the packet and pour them in. Yeah. Like vitamins.
Like nerds. You're the one that needs a bunch of nerds out of our butthole.
Alright, okay.
What's your last one?
My last one is...
Yeah. Andrew.
Triple H's comeback after his quad injury. What a fucking comeback. I get goosebumps talking about it. And you better believe I'm going to watch it again in the edit, and I'm going to get goosebumps again when I put it in.
Wow.
Leather slash denim Triple H. Just fucking lose. And I wasn't a huge Triple H man before he left. But there was something
I always remember you being one, though.
Maybe I was. Yeah. But no, I think that started it, though. Yeah. It was like... it's literally from that moment on, I think he was my favorite wrestler. And I don't know why exactly. There was a great... They ran a great promo, the Beautiful Day promo of him.
Never liked it.
Back to recovery. It was good. It was good.
Was the Beautiful Day one not Stone Cold? And like Triple H was my sacrifice, no?
No, Stone Cold was my sacrifice. Was it? Yeah. I think. I'm pretty sure. But... The comeback, the place went mental, the roar was great, and I just fucking loved it. It's like, you know.
It is one of the all-time great wrestling comebacks. It is.
And like, you could easily put someone at the Rumble or something like that, but that one for me was just always, because I remember.
Was it not the Rumble, no?
He came back to announce that he was going to be competing in the Rumble, which he won, and then won the title at WrestleMania.
But he did have a comeback in the Rumble as well, I think maybe a couple of years later.
I think so, yeah. But it wasn't the same.
Wasn't the same.
But he came out, he looked the fucking shit, wet hair, but like fucking
roided to the gills. Yeah, like.
leather gilet over a denim jacket, or vice versa, or something like that. It wasn't gilet, but you know, something like
I
that.
I guess, like...
And he just came out looking the shit, talking the shit. It's like, just in case you've forgotten, allow me to remind you, just in who the hell I am. I am the game, and you bet your ass I'm back. And all this, and it was just fucking, like, it's basic shit now. But at the time, I'm like, yes, Triple H, yes, Triple H.
And like, The Rock never, I mean, he
didn't have
that.
Yeah,
know?
There was something, you know what, and you know what does it? It's the entrance music as well. It's the doom, you know, like yeah. There's something about the music. Lights are all off, and it's just Madison Square Garden. It was great. It was great. I just fucking loved it.
Yeah, like Cena had one at the Rumble where it was like he's torn his pec. He's supposed to be out for like 9 months, and he'd only been out 4 months, and like his music hit, and like everyone fucking mental. Like
the very few things pop me like a wrestler's theme tune. Mm-hmm. That you're not expecting.
Yeah.
Like in life, you know, very few things still in my adult life pop me like a wrestler's. Okay. Team tune.
I mean, when Edge, I know you weren't a big Edge guy, but at the 2020 Royal Rumble, because it was like, he's done. He's never wrestling again. And it was like,
was it that team tune?
You think you know me. Yeah. It was like, you think you know me. And then the place just goes, and it's like, and it's like, on this day.
I think that's one of my favorite. And like, I wasn't even watching it when he had that team tune, but I think that's one of my favorite team tune. That's like a genuine, like, proper good rock song.
He has it in AEW now as well.
Does he?
Yeah. Now he's broke his leg doing like a barbed wire cage match. And he did a thing, he climbed to the top of the cage and did an elbow drop. But like, he had his legs straight. It was like, he finished the match and all, but it was like, that did not look like a good landing. And it was like,
oh, I seen something about that. Yeah,
it was he like fractured his femur.
Oh
yeah.
God,
it's like a month ago. I don't think so. I hope not, because he's been on a hell of a run.
Is he?
Yeah. Well. I don't like Triple H now because
what do you do?
He's a bald asshole, and I just don't like the way he talks about the business. And how, like, I don't know, everybody else is beneath him. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, I hate that mentality of, like you hear wrestlers like, talk.
He'll throw a little shade if someone's talking about him. He's like, I'll be honest, I didn't even know who he was.
Something like that.
It's that sort of stuff.
It was like they were trying to sign Will Ospreay. And it was like, he ended up signing with AEW because, like, it's a more relaxed schedule and got a good bit of money. He's like, if you're not willing to do the grind, then I don't want you. I made a mistake talking. Like, didn't name him.
Right.
And then it was like, the next week, Will Ospreay's out. But I was like, first of all, that's really unnecessary. Like, and like, it's on like the Pat McAfee podcast. So like, fucking huge exposure.
Right.
And then like, Will Ospreay's like, pretty funny. Somebody's talking about me grinding. The fella who's talking about it only got to the top because he was grinding on the boss's daughter.
He's a Brit, is he?
Yeah, Osprey. Oh, yeah.
Very good.
Billy Goat. Okay. That was good, though.
Yeah, that was great.
I'll talk about wrestling all day.
Yeah, I got to stop you there.
Yeah. We got to get out of here.
We got to get out of here. But, folks, Rob, thanks so much for the suggestion, folks. Hope you enjoyed it. Please hit us up with some more. We don't have a lot of time before Terry. Well, you do have a bit of time.
But your suggestions may be used on the main feed. That's what we'll say.
Or just possible little topics. Anything you want to hear us talk about, we will in some capacity talk about. If you're a patron, you'll definitely hear it. But thank you so much for the support. Thanks for the love. Thanks for the feedback on the last few episodes. And thanks.
We love you. But you're behind the paywall. You get the big L from me. I love you. I love you. I love you. I love you.
I love you like I love a 2001 music video starring X-Tina. That's how much I love you. I lust you, guys. Oh, my sacrifice?
Hello, my friend. Okay. We'll meet again.
Goodbye.
Fire.
of them.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm prepared.
In 3, 2, 1. Hello, patrons.
Hello.
How the devil are you?
Ooh.
Terry.
Delightfully devilish.
Have I got something for that beautiful ass?
All right. Don't make eye contact when you say that as well. Like, all right.
I got something for those thick ass calves.
All right. Okay. You're starting to make me uncomfortable here. Okay. I'm going to have to start wearing long trousers again.
Please don't. Well, listen, I got
it. We're doing top five. No, comebacks.
Let me do that again. Yeah. Okay.
It's all staying in.
Okay.
And doubling.
Fucking fly.
Give it a rest with the fly. It's
fucking annoying. It's a fly.
It's annoying. Eat the fly.
3, 2.
Oh, we're starting again.
Yeah, we're starting again. Okay. 3, 2, 1. Hello, patrons.
Hello.
How the devil are you?
Delightfully devilish.
Oh,